Take it. Brewers 360 is sponsored by Pottawatomie Sportsbook and Ridgetop.
Here's the 2-2 pitch.
Yelich, a high drive! Deep right! Down the line! Fair! And gone! Christian Yelich, a three-run blast! And the Brewers have come all the way back in the eighth inning!
Wayne Grindle on the call here on 620 WTMJ as the Brewers complete a sweep of the Chicago White Sox to open the season. Brewers extra innings host and extraordinaire Dominic Catronio in the house with us this morning. Live and in person, Dominic.
Good morning, good morning.
So we're Foghorn team guys?
I think it's been happening a couple of years now. I tell you what, you could barely hear it underneath the crowd on that right. Yelly home run yesterday. I mean, the atmosphere of it all. You know, obviously a brutal start to that game, down 7-2 at one point. They slowly chip away, but Yelly wasn't in the lineup because there was a lefty on the mound. They wanted to give him a day, and, you know, there's such a lefty-heavy team. And then the needle drop of hearing Andre Nicotina, his walk-up song, the roar from the crowd to understand, here's the moment, because he didn't come out on deck. He came straight from the dugout, and then here we go, Sir Anthony Dominguez versus Christian Yelich, and that ball still hasn't landed.
What a dramatic way to win that game. Looked like 30-plus thousand for a Sunday afternoon, first one to start the season. A couple things I want to break down with that, and then we'll look ahead to the Rays tonight. First of all, I was talking with Tausch about this earlier, just from an athlete's perspective. You win a ball game like that, it is so much more in the aggregate than just that one win out of 162, right? It reinforces everything Murph has been saying as manager for the last number of years. We're the woodpeckers. We peck away. We're never out of a game. But when you have evidence of you doing that, that really helps.
And you look at last year, remember the quote in the middle of May was, we're still looking for our edge, when they were in that kind of like stuck in the middle, 500 team, coming out of that Pittsburgh series when they really started to get going. And then, of course, the Memorial Day week, that first 8-game winning streak is when they finally got going. Well, you can already say on your third game of the year, you have a signature win that you can always call upon to say, hey, that's the exact same team we saw last August. That just felt like they were never out of the game, always have a chance to win. That's why I think it's so important to remember that so much of this team, I know we can all freak out about trades and this one. So much of this team is the same from last year. So much of it that saw this firsthand knowing, we're never out of a game. And the Brewers have the talent top to bottom, even on the IL right now, that are able to handle it.
New guy Brandon Sproat, tough first start for him on the hill. What, I know Murph had a first inning mound visit. Mm-hmm. Went out there and talked to his young guy. What do you imagine he said, or I don't know if he talked about it post-game, what he shared with him?
He kept it between him and Sproat, but the thing that I take away from Sproat's outing is it was all Sproat, and I mean that in a way that it's fixable. I mean that in a way that, like, it wasn't like he was getting beat with his best stuff, or he was, you know, dotting on the corners and they're hitting homers, or it wasn't like he was tossing up meatballs. Okay, don't do that. And he was throwing uncompetitive pitches, you know, completely missing the zone, easy takes. There was nothing deceptive about what Brandon Sproat was doing. And it's a reminder, it was his fifth big league start. And by the way, his catcher, his first big league start. There was a lot of wide eyes for both of them in this environment on opening weekend. I still believe this dude is going to be a stud. Just remember how Quinn Priester started his Brewers career last year, and look how that turned out.
Dom Catronio is with us here on Brewers 360. Let's look ahead to tonight. We got a 3-game set with the Tampa Bay Rays and another new guy, Kyle Harrison, on the hill for the Crew. This is another one of these guys that was a highly touted prospect, right? Mm-hmm. Had a couple of teams he's been with. We got him from Boston, yeah?
Yes. What do we know? So the timeline goes, he was a top 100 prospect with the Giants for years. He's actually a Bay Area kid and comes up with the Giants in 2023. Dazzles, everyone's really excited, but the Giants were kind of irrelevant in 2023. 2024, there's a managerial change. He had three different managers in his time in his last 3 years in the show. 2024 is kind of up and down. 25, he gets moved to the bullpen. Quite frankly, I think that's malpractice by the Giants to move this talent into the bullpen. But then he
gets... that's going to mess with a guy's head,
exactly.
Right? Especially when he's
and
young.
Then he gets traded to the Boston Red Sox in the biggest trade last year with Rafi Devers going from Boston to San Francisco and gets sent to AAA. And it's just like, it's his head's on a swivel. And then finally, you get the call the week before spring training. You're getting traded again, but this time coming to an organization that really understands pitching, really wants you because they needed a left-handed starter. And for Harrison to come along with Shane Drouin, two lefties in that deal with David Hamilton, by the way, your opening day third baseman, you've got two guys in the big leagues out of that deal in the Caleb Durbin, Andrew Monasterio, Anthony Siegler deal that are already going to be impacting games in the early portion of this season.
On the offensive side, Dom, we've scored 29 runs in three games.
That's a lot.
That's not bad. And we don't have Jackson Chourio and we don't have Andrew Vaughn, both out with injuries. Is that more us or is it more White Sox have not fielded a terribly competitive team? Little of both. Still got to hit the ball.
I mean, a little of both. The stat that blew my mind yesterday was the fact that the White Sox haven't won in Milwaukee since pitchers could hit, like since 2021. Right. So it's been a minute, but the way I see it, you know, the midday news or afternoon news talked about this with me, Adam and Julia, who were saying like, do the White Sox actually stay? I don't think they're that bad. Like, I know the Brewers like outclassed them in virtually every facet of the game this weekend, but I believe what Pat Murphy said of saying this team's not that far off. Give them some time. Renataka Murakami, wow, what a debut for him stateside. I think Chase Meidroth is a dude. Colson Montgomery, grand slam. He's going to be a dude again. He had very quietly 20-plus homers in only like 3 months last year for the White Sox. I think that their pitching and their bullpen is where they're lacking right now. Shane Smith, a former Brewers prospect, they beat up on him on Thursday. And you look at the rest of this rotation, there's just a lot of like, all right, let's see you prove it because they're going to be given the runway to try and prove it. I don't think the White Sox are that bad, but no, they're not going to any illusions of playoff potential for them this year.
Host of Brewers Extra Innings, Dom Catronio, in the house with us this morning. It's a 6:40 first pitch, 6:05 pregame here on your home of the Brewers, 620 WTMJ. Thanks, Dom.
Thank you.